From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces try to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Lisa Grande is a deputy special representative of the United Nations.
We understand that there are widespread food shortages, and there have been since January, when access to Fallujah became extremely difficult for commercial convoys.
Some 625 families have managed to escape the city. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens injured or trapped under rubble. Military jets carried out the bombardment in the early hours of Tuesday, striking civilian areas near a hospital and a mosque. Russia's defense ministry is denying that it carried out any strikes on the city. Kurdish-led forces have expanded their operations west of the Euphrates River in Syria, crossing a Kurdish red line and angering mainstream Sunni Arab rebels. The move is making a tangled fight in northern Syria messier and more chaotic. By the hour, political activists say they are concerned that Sunni Arabs might decide to align with the Islamic State group. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the last week. William Spindler is with the United Nations Refugee Agency.
Thus far, 2016 is proving to be particularly deadly. Some 2,510 lives have been lost so far compared to 1,855 in the same period in 2015.
William Spindler, this is VOA News.